three sizable national unions have broken away from the AFL-CIO, but the Federation's Secretary-Treasurer, Richard Trumka, says he hasn't given up hope that some rank and file will come back into the fold.
We tried to tell them this, that this is the worst time in history for any kind of group split, or to give comfort, or to even the perception of a split in the labor movement. So we'll see what happens. The rank and file, we continue to work with rank and file across the country. We've issued solidarity charters, and a number of those local unions are desirous of coming back in and working with us. So we're going to have a unified labor movement, and our enemies think they're going to get some kind of solace out of this, which is just absolutely wrong.
But two Milwaukee union members say if the split between the AFL-CIO and the breakaway unions does continue, there could be some positives for the labor movement. Steamfitters, who gave their names as Steve and Gary, say hearing two messages could get more people to join.
Organization. Organized non-union people.
Yeah, you don't have just the one way that this is the road we're on. You got a couple of different groups heading up, getting everybody in the fold.
Labor analysts caution that union membership drives won't get any help from President Bush or the current Congress. And so the truck horn symphony that started today's Milwaukee Labor Parade could grow more faint in years to come. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.